KSA Radio News.
Parts of Nashville under a curfew today. A bomb goes off yesterday morning downtown, detonating in an RV parked on 2nd Avenue or Lower Broadway. Mayor John Cooper last night expressing confidence in the city's resiliency.
Like Nashville has faced other challenges, particularly this year, we can rebuild and get back to normal.
Three people hurt, the FBI leading the investigation. No arrests announced, no word on the motive. Possible human remains found at the scene, but no details released. Parts of downtown Nashville under a curfew until tomorrow afternoon. The first report of an allergic reaction to the Moderna vaccine. A Boston doctor with a shellfish allergy gets sick after getting the vaccine Thursday. The doctor rushed to the ER. He's released from the hospital 4 hours later. He's said to be doing well. Moderna says it's investigating at least half a dozen allergic reactions reported earlier from the Pfizer vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Moderna trying to reassure people that their vaccine will keep them safe from a mutated strain causing mass lockdowns in Great Britain. Tim Berg with more.
Moderna officials say they are confident their COVID-19 vaccine will be equally effective against the new variants of the coronavirus that are highly contagious. Much of England has gone into a harsh lockdown because of the new strains. Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC News he's equally as confident.
I am confident. These vaccines that we've developed so far, the two of them, Pfizer and Moderna, are really pretty superb vaccines. And so far, as of right now, I feel pretty confident. Obviously, we can't predict the future, and we still need to study this a bit more carefully, but I'm pretty confident the vaccines will work.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CDC announcing it will require anyone traveling to the U.S. from the U.K. to test negative for the coronavirus. That takes effect Monday. Dozens of other countries banning travel from the U.K. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A golf legend hospitalized with COVID. Jeremy Scott has more.
65-year-old Australian great Greg Norman says he feels very flu-like and is in self-quarantine. He's hospitalized in the U.S. with symptoms of the coronavirus. He posted on social media a picture of him wearing a mask and lying on a hospital bed. Norman won two major titles at the British Open in 1986 and 1993. His wife has also tested positive. Norman's last appearance was with his son last week in Florida. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Unemployment benefits set to expire for millions today. Programs established this year to help gig workers and the long-term unemployed will end as the budget bill remains unsigned. The Century Foundation estimates 12 million people are affected. President Trump not signing the bill because stimulus checks aren't as big as he would like. And Trump finding common ground on that call for bigger stimulus checks with four House Democrats known as the Squad. Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib, one member of the Squad. Like Trump, she wants stimulus checks to be $2,000. She tells MSNBC this week the ball is in Trump's court.
We are ready. If the Republicans and others are serious about this and taking up the President of the United States' offer of $2,000 a check versus the very inadequate $600, I think we're ready to act.
Tlaib says $2,000 would give struggling families a lifeline. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi planning a meeting Monday to discuss the issue. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.